This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Going to the West Coast to talk to the good doctor. Rick Doc Walker joins the program. Doc, how are you, man? Thanks for making time.
I'm great, man, but not as good as you brothers, man, with a rude barbecue, man. I love the late invitation, though. That was slick.
Hey, Doc, you can ride over here, man. Look, Donnie ain't been cooking since 3. He ain't done yet. So you can come over, grab something, man. You got time. Doc, he got all kind of food in this thing, bro.
And a bottle of Blanton's, it appears.
You got heavy metal over there too, man. No,
I'm gonna just say, Donnie.
Great.
I gave Donnie that last year, still got that bottle.
We got heavy metal.
Donnie's
here.
A weakling.
Jeff Walker, Doc. I mean, everybody but you.
Wow.
But we're only missing
and
you.
Landfill.
No, Landfill
told us
great
that. Randall said, "The hell with us. He ain't coming hang out with us."
Guys, doing a great job. You've been on point all morning.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate you, brother.
So I want to start with. There's a lot to discuss, right? But you played in RFK Stadium as a Redskin during the true glory years of the franchise. Super Bowls and NFC title games and bouncing seats. And it's not a done deal. You still got to deal with the DC Council. We all recognize that. And, you know, what can be will never be the exact same as what was. But what kind of emotion, how did it make you feel when you saw Roger Goodell, Muriel Bowser, and Josh Harris all up on that podium?
Well, I'm too old to be fooled. I mean, it's encouraging because you got a chance. But until it's done, you know, I'll reserve that emotional fix. Mm-hmm. But I am encouraged just from being at our location and seeing what the Nationals, the waterfront, and seeing what has happened all across that landscape that we see daily going down by the waterfront.
Sure.
Those possibilities are encouraging. And watching the ruins of RFK and how it's just been neglected and seeing such a wasted opportunity, I just can't see how it can't be a win-win by doing something as opposed to doing nothing.
I know that there have been pitfalls in other areas with stadiums. And we talked with David Aldridge yesterday, and he was saying
he just wanted
to make sure. And I agree with him. You want to hold people accountable. But I think it seems like, we're going to hold the Harris and the NFL accountable. How about the people who's against that? You got to hold them accountable, too, and find out what's their real reason. You know, people say a lot of stuff, but they got other reasons of going against stuff.
Yeah, of course. We've seen it, and you nailed it yesterday. There are some people just love complaining no matter what the opportunities are, but we're an example of it. Every day you go to work, and we used to go down there sometimes in that area. It was a battle zone.
Yeah.
So you got to be high as a kite not to recognize what the waterfront looks like now as opposed to what it once was. I mean, who has failed with a new facility and bringing in big events? We all, would like to see college football, national championships, WrestleManias. We'd like to see all of this in our own front, Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So who would deny that? I mean, look, we saw what happened with the USC Arena going downtown. But people are going to hate, and we know. Well, I know I'm a little bit older than you gentlemen.
Just
when
a
is money lost? When is money lost?
No. Well, Doc, it's also to me. When does the price of anything ever go down? You know what I'm
Never.
Saying? Like,
Never.
Like I understand that the numbers are staggering, that the, I mean, both, I'd say, what the Harris Group is willing to put up, and it's staggering what the city is being asked or expected to contribute. But, like, have you been to the grocery store? Like, it just, everything is expensive all the time.
Yeah, well, a lot of those areas don't have grocery stores.
Sure.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about these concrete jungles, and let's eliminate that, and let's get everybody caught back up. Look, in college, I lived in Inglewood. Look at what SoFi has done now. Look at the Clippers have a vibe now. That was a joke when I was in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen progress. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. But
yeah.
When do the big cats not win? When does money lose? It doesn't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The people do deserve to get something. They don't want to be forgotten. You got to have youth facilities, education. You got to chop, give people something. You just can't come in and bulldoze people.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of us get bulldozed over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's society. Don't freak yourself out.
I hear that for sure. And it's obviously happened, and marginalized and typically poor people have gotten screwed since the beginning of time, regardless of what continent you're on, even in the 13th century. That's just how the world has worked. But to me, it does stand out. If this was about the best business deal for Harris Rails, for this group, if it was straight up business. I saw Angela Also Brooks is now a U.S. senator in Maryland. But previously, she, I believe, I don't know. County exec for Prince George's County. Thank you, B.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the state of Maryland had $2 billion on the table and another $400 million from PG County to get them to stay in PG. Now, I'm no math guy, but that's double. That is double the money that Mayor Bowser has come up with that D.C. is going to pay for infrastructure. So if they were looking for just straight up the best deal, they're staying in Landover.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So that at least leads me to believe that when they talk about this being something that will better the community and the city, and they're leaving money on the table, what is Landover?
It shows that they're not going out there just trying to capitalize.
What is the actual mileage, Landover to RFK? 7 miles? Six? It's not that far. Like, they are choosing this thing. I tend to believe them, and maybe we need to be skeptical.
I just believe that D.C.
But
attracts more than Landover.
Impact.
Hands down. Sure.
Monumental. You use the term, but monumental. You got a chance to do something that will become breathtaking, that people will travel from all over the world to see it. People that will want to have their events there just because of it.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in that location with that nostalgia, that history, and the impact of doing it the right way. I think we're just kidding ourselves.
Because, see, when I look at it, like I know what people say, well, why would we want to do that? Well, if they put it and they put all of the mindset they're putting into it 7 miles away, people can still use the backdrop of D.C. and do it 7 miles away. But if they're willing to do, and I keep going back to this. 100 senators agreed upon something. 100 senators. You would have to look, you got to make me become somebody else to believe that 100 senators decided to do something to give you permission to own something without asking for something in return. You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
in that paper, they talk about stadium was the number one thing they listed. I believe that when they gave permission, they say, this is what we want to build it around. And I think that all of the, like, and I know people get mad when you say stuff, but listen, dude, I'm a realist. When you see all the charades around it and people doing the grandstanding, it means that you're doing that just for whatever, but it's going to happen. That's what I believe.
It feels that way.
Well, I can hope. Yeah, I can hope. It would be great. And remember all the kids, the opportunities that we met in the parking lot, the community, the impact, that meant something. A lot of those kids that we interchanged with ended up becoming big-time individuals in the community. I met Mike Loxley when he was 12 or so in that parking lot.
That's so cool.
You know, and Lox is one of those kids. So That's something I would love that's the next generations to have opportunities of. Don't take that away. Give them opportunities. They have the power to do this. I hope it happens because I don't trust any of these people anymore with anything until I see it done.
I think that's a fair place to be, Doc. It's hard to believe. I mean, hell, Nats Park had, you know, Nats Park, the city paid for everything. And that took till the last possible second. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what happens. We're talking with our friend Rick.
And supposedly, isn't that already paid for ahead of time?
That's what we hear.
And if you are truly, if you're truly talking about economics, and you're on that council, and this paid has been paid for ahead of time, you can't sit here and tell me that you don't think the other one. Because let's be real, all the sports in the world, football is bigger than all of them.
Yep. Super Bowl.
Talking with our friend Rick Doc Walker here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment you can buy. Doc, I was curious, beyond the stadium, in the first round, they take another big body. So they trade for Laremy Tunsil. That's your left tackle. Then they draft Josh Connerly Jr., who is I saw this kid in person, and I was blown away by his size. And at the same time, it looks like he doesn't even have to shave yet. I mean, talk about talk about a baby face. What do you think of the obvious decisions to really work to fortify the offensive line?
Well, if you had the Keysep Diamond, you'd have a hell of a security system at your house, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. JD5, what'd you want? A wide receiver? Even if you had Bob Hayes, somebody would have to protect JD5 in order to get him the ball. It makes sense. I think with Kingsbury's offense, it even makes more sense. Not only is he enormous, he's an athletic freak.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of Trent. When you get big people that are that athletic, he can play multiple positions. You're never going to get me to gripe going big up front, offensive line or defensive line, because the biggest boy on the block is in your division, the world champion, and they're bullies. So Philadelphia has already laid the cards out. Play it any way you want to play it, Slim, but they come in right at you. They scored on the first play of a game at their house.
Yeah,
they didn't trick you. They ran it right down your throat. So everybody has the right to pick whatever you guys want to do, but I hope we continue to do what these guys are doing. They're building it in a way to live within our division. Did you see who the Giants selected? And Dallas?
They selected people to go get your quarterback.
Thank you.
So you got to protect your quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't argue. Like I said, I just wait till the pads come on. Because no matter who you selected right now, all this is Brian made, he popularized this, and I use it to death. If I owe him copyright fees, I have to pay him down the road. But the Underwear Olympics, we've just gone mad over this crap now. To me, I don't even get interested in this until they have pads on and there's some slobber knocking going on, some contact. But I like it on paper. On paper, because they're athletic and these guys have the right attitude. And that culture they built over in that locker room now, it's no longer the dump.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like there. I think they have been very intentional in what they wanted to do. And I think it was really revealed. Obviously, Washington had the come-from-behind win over Philly at home, and that was awesome. But I think a lot of that was driven by the fact that Kenny Pickett came in and had to play quarterback for Philly. In the two games up there, Philly dominated the line of scrimmage, and the final result showed that. I think Washington, you know, Rome doesn't get built in a day. So this offseason, they clearly made protecting Jaden and getting tougher at their line of scrimmage the priority. And I think they believe they feel very good about what they've done on the D line. You add Kinlaw;
they've gotten bigger.
Yo, they really like the guy Wise. What Eddie Goldman brings in a true formerly a nose tackle, like just a really big body. That body type hasn't existed for Washington since Pot Roast was playing here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that it'll work, but they They invested heavy in the offensive line, and they made significant change on the defensive line.
Yeah.
They're aware of the trenches.
They have gone out there and did and got people that they feel will work in what they're trying to do. And you can't knock nobody for that.
Well, you look at the wide receivers that we have to face twice, six times. So you had to go corner. You have to fortify that position because of people we deal with twice, let alone the schedule. You, the better you get, the better people you play. Everybody understands that. Target is on you now. No sneak up. I mean, let's face it. People playing Washington, these people, they've had no dandruff kicked up in the past. Now they do. Mm-hmm. Now they're looking forward to it. So I'm encouraged by that. I just love the way that we operate now. I don't lose a wink of sleep worrying about what they're going to do. I trust in what they're going to do because the people they have doing it now know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's perfect for me. I'm good with that until I see them in person.
Doc, for somebody, I know how much you care about the game, and I know how much you understood under the previous administration it was just never going to work. How refreshing and perhaps rewarding is it to feel that way now, just to feel confidence in a really well-run professional team?
Well, no, it's great. I mean, last season was great, but then it makes you hungry. I don't want to go backwards. See, my concern now is that, you know, you had a taste of it and a real taste, NFC Championship level now. What, do you want to go backwards now? Mm-hmm. I want to keep climbing. Like where we play, to be honest with you, we can play out in the parking lot. I just want to be really good at what we do. I don't care where it happens at. I don't care what uniform. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is we're not in last place, that we no longer suck, that it's not a PR campaign but a football operation. So they've checked all the boxes for me. So if you can't support this, then why are you involved in this?
Totally.
I'm with that. Only Tame Impala feels like they're only going backwards. Talking with our friend Rick Doc.
I love this. I don't want to be the Lakers. Trust me.
Well, dude. So, I wanted to ask you about the Lakers, and I don't want to piss you off, but
it's awful. I'm not mad. They're a clown show operation, and they've just been good enough to win while being Beverly Hills Billies. That's okay. They've always been that, you know, they're the ownership, the whole nine yards. But now it's pitiful. You were right. I listened to you on the bets last night. Anybody that didn't take Minnesota in that was just insane or relative. They're terrible.
Right.
And when your best guy on your team is in the worst condition and the other guy is my age, come on, man. B-Mitch, you nailed it. I'm telling
Doc said the other guy's my age.
Yeah, come on, man.
How do you – Luca's obviously
and
incredibly gifted.
Your coach is a podcaster. You got a podcaster coaching you. I mean, come on. Seriously. They're fortunate to be where they are. And Rudy Gobert, if Shaq on TNT, that was so embarrassing. They laughed the whole postgame show. They talk about Gobert like he's a joke. They couldn't stop laughing. Come on, man.
God, I love that. You got a guy on the team that's my age. Doc, last thing, because I know you and I, this time of year is when we start texting about the puck. It'll be me and Doc at midnight texting about Winnipeg versus St. Louis or something.
Yeah, I tell you what, man.
Did you?
B. Mitch was all over it. No, look, man, you guys are right about it now. It's serious because that following Ovi, and the chase for the record and all that, I think it is behind him now. I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. But we're in a part now. Nobody cares about that. They're hoping that we got some hangover. It was important to get that rest. You guys are on point all the way about it. But we have not been very good in this period of time here late. It's been a minute since we've had some impact in postseason. So for real, it's time now to get nasty on the ice.
I'm with you with
that,
baby.
Hell yeah. Did you, Doc, last thing from me, man. Did you happen to see Frankie Luvu at the Caps game last night?
No, I did not see Frankie.
Oh, I got to send it to you. So you know how they like to have the big guys The big guys, when the football players come to the hockey games, they put them on the big screen.
They do what the Hogs used to do back in the day.
They make a beard disappear
rather quickly.
Doc,
yeah,
I'm texting you the video of it, and I think you will enjoy it because when you talk about wanting dogs, a dog mentality, the canines, that is absolutely how Frankie Luvu approaches, I'd say, football, but also beer chugging at a hockey game.
Yeah, he's special. I mean, he's got that. That's why you love to be on their team. Because
he earned
guys,
it, dude. He's an undrafted guy that had to earn every second of it.
Undrafted free agent,
man.
Brother.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I see all my – yeah, he's real.
Yeah, oh, you just watched it?
That's collegiate. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I think getting the beer into the beard really sells it for me.
you got to do that the whole way. I like to see B. Mitch do that. I think he can pull that off, too.
I don't like to waste mine, though. I'm going to drink all of it, Doc.
B. Mitch might do it in the next break.
How about heavy metal?
Yeah, we'll get heavy metal shotgun and some beers. Maybe we'll all shotgun one. 155, we're off the air. Doc, thank you
appreciate
for the time,
big
man.
Bro.
Really appreciate
it. Hey, man, you guys enjoy yourself, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Doc.
All right, brother.
Rick Doc Walker, one of the absolute best. Give him a follow on X at Rick Doc Walker. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Why, B? Because if it ain't rude,
it ain't right.
Coming right back, we're going to take some calls and there's now video of my Connerly challenge.